SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
In September 2022, the Australian Parliament officially passed a climate bill with new targets, including a 43% emissions reduction by 2030 and net zero by 2050. Senator Penny Wong called this event back then historic.
This day is a day that has been a long time coming, a day in which historic legislation has been passed in response to one of the most urgent and pressing issues of our time, climate change.
According to researchers, the world is grappling with the effects of climate change, with long-term shifts in global temperatures and weather patterns becoming increasingly evident. Human activities such as burning fossil fuels like coal, oil and gas to power our modern world have been the main driver of climate change.
Now, the science is clear that globally we've got to roughly halve those greenhouse gas emissions this decade and get to net zero emissions as soon as possible.
Reducing the amount of greenhouse gas emissions produced by burning fossil fuels is a key action required to slow the effects of climate change and utilize more renewable energy sources.
Do whatever you can do. There's no shortage of useful action.
Welcome to a new episode of Australia Explained. I'm Maram Smail, your host. Today, we'll discuss Australia's plan to reduce emissions in the long term. We'll explore how comprehending its objectives can enable everyone, from individuals and households to businesses, to contribute towards mitigating climate change and limiting global warming. Do you know that burning fossil fuels releases large amounts of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere? This results in warming global temperatures because the buildup of greenhouse gases in the Earth's atmosphere traps more heat from the sun. Climate change means more than just warming temperatures. The Earth is a complex system, and the consequences of climate change also include increased severity of droughts, fires, floods, and storms. Warming sea temperatures, rising sea levels, melting of the polar ice caps, and impacts on biodiversity are all parts of climate change, which can potentially threaten our existence. Reducing the impact of climate change involves reducing the amount of greenhouse gas emissions and switching from the use of fossil fuels to renewable energy sources like wind, solar, and wave energy. Australia has implemented a long-term greenhouse gas emissions reduction plan to limit global warming. Dr. Simon Bradshaw, who researches climate change as research director at the Climate Council, explains the challenges.
Australia, like most countries, has committed to achieving net zero emissions by 2050. Now, that's a lot of change. That means repowering the way we are powering our homes and our industries, so changing the way we produce electricity, getting much more energy from the sun and the wind into our electricity system, and very quickly moving beyond fossil fuels entirely.
And if 2050 sounds like a long time away, Dr. Bradshaw says the time frame for action to reduce emissions is urgent.
Now, the science is clear that globally we've got to roughly halve those greenhouse gas emissions this decade and get to net zero emissions as soon as possible. So we've got to deal with that urgently if we're to have a safe and prosperous future. And that means getting our greenhouse gas emissions down as fast as we can, which begins with leaving our fossil fuels in the ground.
The Australian government introduced the Climate Change Bill in 2022. Which outlines Australia's greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets. Aaron Tang, who works on climate policy as a research affiliate with the Centre for the Study of Existential Risk at the University of Cambridge and is a finishing PhD and lecturer at the Australian National University, explains this.
Australia's climate change bill aims to reduce emissions by 43% from 2005 levels by 2030 and reach net zero emissions by 2050. Now, this is a big picture target. Australia has previously had a bit of trouble maintaining consistent climate policy at the federal level. The climate change bill hopefully provides much needed stability moving forward and is a foundation for even more ambitious action in the future.
Net zero emissions means achieving an overall balance between greenhouse gas emissions produced and greenhouse gas emissions taken out of the atmosphere. Dr. Tang says investment in renewable energies is required to reach net zero emissions.
We get half of our energy from burning coal. Investing in other ways to produce energy in Australia will not only reduce our own emissions and lower energy prices, but also create economic opportunities across the Asia Pacific. We can be world leaders in renewable energy industries.
Dr. Bradshaw agrees that Australia is ideally placed to lead in using renewable energy.
Now, we're lucky in Australia because we're one of the sunniest and windiest countries on the planet, so there's enormous potential to be changing the way we produce electricity. In fact, in doing so, we can be guaranteeing ourselves more affordable and reliable power as well.
We all have the power to be part of this change too.
Right now, most journeys we make are in polluting petrol and diesel powered cars, and we need to move to a future where we are getting out of our cars, making more of those journeys on foot and through public transport. And of course, government policies and investment are going to be really important to enable that. But also, if we do still need to be using cars, then we're making those journeys in electric vehicles, which are becoming more and more affordable.
In addition to how we transport ourselves, there are other actions we can all do at home.
One of the best things we can do is if we currently are using gas for our cooking and heating, getting off gas and onto electrical appliances. Of course, we'll be reducing our contribution to emissions because gas is a polluting fossil fuel. And we can also be making our homes healthier as well because there's increasing evidence that burning gas in our homes carries very significant health risks.
Dr. Tang also says that individual choices collectively can positively affect emissions reduction.
Do whatever you can do. There is no shortage of useful action. You could install solar panels on your house, eat less meat, change banking or superannuation services, and of course, vote. Start with something that works for you and build from there.
The other aspect of net zero emissions is looking at how to get greenhouse gas emissions out of the atmosphere.
Something that isn't yet widely discussed is the need to remove greenhouse gases from out of the atmosphere, not just stop their emissions. We've simply put too much in the atmosphere to only stop emitting. Without sufficient capabilities to remove, reaching net zero emissions is much more difficult.
Dr. Bradshaw says that preserving and protecting the world's biodiversity is also essential because it's part of the planet's life support system.
We need to be protecting the ecosystems, the precious forests and other amazing environments around Australia that are so important in maintaining a safe and livable climate for all of us and protecting biodiversity and everything that matters.
Dr. Tang says Australia's journey to emissions reductions will be challenging, but there is hope.
The path ahead is difficult, but we specialize in overcoming difficult problems and doing amazing things. COVID showed us that when we need to, we are more than capable of making big investments and big actions happen.
From his part, Dr. Bradshaw says that as individuals, households or businesses, we can all contribute to achieving emissions reduction.
It can be a very frightening time when we look at the impacts of climate change unfolding, but it's also an exciting time because in this moment, we have to reimagine the future and we can build a better future through smart action on climate change. Every decision matters. We together are creating a better future for young people alive today in Australia, around the world, and of course, future generations as well.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Phil Tutsak, hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.